Hare Krishna. Today we are speaking in Srimad Bhagavatam class about the futility of trying to solve problems by material know-how or material approach, even a so-called spiritual approach. Inappropriate spiritual approach. Here the example is that of Indra, who lost the kingdom of heaven because he committed offenses to his spiritual master, Brihaspati. And so what did he do? He went to somebody else who would try and neutralize those offenses, or at least the results of those offenses, by being able to empower the demigods with his austerities and give the Narayan Kavacha to Indra, which would guarantee that he would be victorious in a battle over the demigods. And in one sense, this is a spiritual solution. Narayan Kavacha is a spiritual thing. But it doesn't really address the problem that Indra offended his guru. And we see that although it was true that Indra became unable to be defeated in the battle, but the result of that battle was that he killed Vritasura, who was a Brahmin and also a great devotee, and so he couldn't enjoy the benefits of his victory. He had to again hide away from old age and disease personified in the filaments of a lotus, which doesn't sound like an enjoyable way of spending your years. So he thought he had a solution, and the solution apparently did work. It just didn't work for him. So once again, an inappropriate spiritual solution or a material solution to the problems of the world, rather than having faith that if we stick by the spiritual solution, then it will work out, at least as was said in days of yore by a rock band. You can't always get what you want, but you get what you need. So we may not get what we, in our conditioned state, think is what we should have and what's good for us, but ultimately we'll certainly get what we need, and that will be by the arrangement of the Lord. But it only really works when you surrender to Krishna and you depend on Him. So here the basis of this type of conduct and psychology is really full dependence of the Lord, having faith, and this is how faith is really described. Shraddha Vishwas Sudhida Vishchoy is that if I just do the right thing according to the statements of Shastra, according to the direction of the Acharyas, then ultimately, all my necessities will be taken care of, and I'll get the right result. Otherwise, no matter how right it may appear, at least for some time, material solutions only bring about more material problems. And Krishna consciousness then means that somehow or another we're trying to deepen our faith. We want to go further in to our exclusive dependence on the Lord, and reject all other things other than His faith. This is called Sharanagati. And in his Sandarbha, Jiva Goswami describes that there are two real phases of this Sharanagati. One is to exclusively depend upon Krishna, and the other one is to reject any other shelter other than Krishna, because they're not mutually inclusive. You may be fully dependent on Krishna, and yet you have not necessarily rejected all other forms of shelter. And this example of the latter, we can see, for instance, in the conduct of Ambarish Maharaj. In the scripture, it's described how, in order to test his exclusive dependence on the Lord, Lord Vishnu took the guise of Indra, of a demigod. And Garuda, he came riding on Garuda's back, took the form of Airavata. And so Lord Indra offered Maharaj Ambarish a benediction. Just ask some benediction for me, and whatever you want, then I'll fulfill. And Ambarish Maharaj very politely declined. He said, "No, thank you. I only want to accept benedictions directly from the Supreme Lord." Indra then again replied, "Whatever the Lord can give you, I can also give you. So just ask me for whatever you want." Once again, Ambarish Maharaj said, "No, thank you." Finally, showing his thunderbolt weapon, Indra said, "If you don't accept my benediction, I'm going to kill you." At this stage, Ambarish Maharaj just replied, "You can do whatever you want to do, but I only accept blessings from the Lord directly." At which then Lord Vishnu revealed himself and offered Ambarish Maharaj the blessing of pure devotional service, and showed how very pleased he was with this unconditional dependence. Certainly not something that just happens overnight, and it's something that we really need to work on or cultivate in order to acquire. But at least we should know about it, we should aspire after it. And says, aside from Ambarish Maharaj, of course, Prahlad Maharaj was really the extraordinary example of just exclusive dependence on the Lord in the many horrible circumstances that he found himself in, and which for us makes a nice read in Srimad Bhagavatam. But how much would we also follow in Prahlad Maharaj's footsteps, given that we were in the same type of circumstances? And yet, even if we're not placed into those same circumstances, at least we need to have the same psychological disposition. We need to really be dependent on the Lord. And when we are, and Krishna knows, because Krishna is within our hearts, then he'll reciprocate with us accordingly. So, thought for a day, don't look for mundane solutions to the problems of life. Always look for spiritual solutions. And where are they? Well, Prabhupada said, "I can solve all the problems of the world by with the Bhagavad Gita." So they're there in Krishna's instructions. They're there in Bhagavad Gita. We just have to know how to apply them once we have full faith in them. Do we have full faith in them? Well, you'll certainly find out, because Krishna's putting us to the test day by day. And he's seeing whether we follow Indra's method of trying to solve his problem with another problem, or whether we follow Prahlad Maharaj's method, which may not always appear to be the most rational or logical, but works, and it works every time in the ultimate issue for your spiritual benefit. And of course, my favorite example is that of Arjuna, when he came to Krishna, "Please fight on the battlefield." And Krishna let Arjuna make the first choice. "You can take my soldiers, a whole army of Narayaniyas who are invincible, or you can have me and I won't fight." Doesn't make sense. Is it a solution to Arjuna's problem? Duryodhan, certainly, who was the other person to choose, he certainly thought that his getting the 90s was a solution to winning the war. He was approaching it from a material point of view. On top of that, Krishna not fighting, then it's perfect. It makes sense. He'll win the war. So it may make sense, but that's not what happened. It's not happened because it doesn't require for all of these material ingredients to add up in order for there to be spiritual success. So following in the footsteps of Arjuna, we need to also work in that way. And yet at the same time, we shouldn't think that just because something's illogical, that it's naturally spiritual and the solution to the problem. So, Krishna Dami Buddhi Yogam Tam. Certainly, devotees need to take advantage of the God-given intelligence that they have. As, for instance, in some circumstance when there was some issue to be dealt with, and Prabhupada said, so what should we do? And someone said, we should just chant Hare Krishna. Prabhupada said, it's a highly impractical solution. So, no, we shouldn't think impractical is spiritual. But sometimes that which is spiritual may not, from the material point of view, appear to be practical. Make sure you're making the spiritual solution, and the spiritual solution is abiding by Bhagavad Gita, abiding by the principles of Dharma. And if we do that, then ultimately everything will work for our spiritual advancement, spiritual benefit. Hare Krishna.